Hello, and welcome to Countdown CCB, the brand new radio program we're doing in cooperation with CCB in our area. And please welcome Steve Swanson, Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader for CCB. Steve, hello.
Dennis, great to see you again. Thank you.
Great to be on the air with you. Thank you for coming by. Tell us a little bit about the business lending team. The focus of this first series of programs that we're doing on behalf of CCB is in regard to business and commercial lending. And since you're in charge of all of it and the people who work for you, tell us about the team.
I came on board with CCB a little over a year ago, and it was really a tremendous opportunity to connect with a great group of bankers that I'd known and worked alongside in many community projects and activities through the years, and the opportunity to join with Jim Domagola, Scott Crist, Doug Nelson, and then we have a lending team that supports us in the back office, helping with loan reviews and that sort of thing, and we just bring a ton of experience to the table. We were talking about it earlier today, and I think just between our lenders and our Jamestown office, we have well over 100 years of banking experience. So we've been in the trenches and seen a lot of successes. We've seen what businesses deal with on a day-to-day basis and helped a lot of them through thick and thin over the years. And, you know, we think we have a lot to offer with that experience and, you know, team approach that we can offer.
Steve Swanson, I can imagine there would be two different categories of people listening out there, some who are very familiar with and maybe involved in commercial loans with their business right now, and others who have never been involved in anything like this at all. So I guess we need to address both audiences simultaneously as I ask you this question. Tell me in depth as much as you can about the services and loans and programs that you offer for businesses.
Sure, appreciate that, Dennis. We really try to tailor solutions to what the individual, the company, need. There's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all program in business banking. We offer working capital lines of credit that may finance inventory and accounts receivable. We'll see that a lot in our manufacturing segment. We offer, you know, commercial real estate mortgages, and that could be anything from your local property investor to large business developers building new projects in the area. We offer term loans for businesses to buy new equipment, to buy business vehicles, short-term working capital. We really try to take the approach of sitting down with the customer at the outset, learning what they're trying to accomplish at the end of the day, and tailor a solution through multiple business products and programs that helps them best achieve what they're looking to do.
What size businesses can work with you, from the smallest to the largest?
Dennis, we really cover kind of the gamut on that. We have sole proprietorships that bank with us. We have family-owned businesses that maybe just employ a handful of people. And we have some of the larger corporations in the region that employ hundreds of people and do millions of dollars in revenue a year. Our loan sizes generally will go up to around $5 million in total credit, which we find fits the needs of a good majority of the businesses here in the community. And we can work through a lot of specific solutions in that area.
Let me ask you this on behalf of, again, those who are already in business and those who don't know anything about commercial banking except what they've heard in the last few minutes here. What are rates like today? Is it difficult to get loans? Are they expensive? What's the current market?
You know, Dennis, thanks for bringing that up, because there's been a lot of press out there today and a lot of talk and a little bit of concern about what's going on in the banking community. One of the great things with CCB is we've been around for over 100 years. We are locally owned. We have local shareholders. We're not a publicly traded company, but with that, we're a very well-run and local organization that's able to kind of work with customers through various economic cycles. Right now, what we've seen is a little bit of turbulence in the marketplace. It's been a great opportunity for us. This past quarter, we did a significant amount of commercial and business loans, and in some cases, that was because larger banks have become a little more cautious and have backed off on some of their lending programs a little bit. We're able to work with companies through this and still offer solutions. So while there's a little bit of, like I said, turbulence, I guess I would call it, out in the marketplace, CCB really sees this as an opportunity to continue to invest in our local businesses.
We are over time, but I just want to say, in addition to local, which we've been emphasizing through these first two new programs called Count on CCB, the other thing I hear you say is stable. Local and stable. And that means something in the banking environment of the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Our board is made up of all local people between Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Erie County. And we get together on a regular basis and evaluate where we're at in the marketplace. And are really confident with, you know, our ability to continue to responsibly grow the bank, to invest in our community. You know, one of the real benefits to depositing money with CCB, whether it's in a checking account or a certificate of deposit or savings account, is the money that you put on deposit with CCB stays in the local community. It's used to lend to local businesses to help them grow and expand, which ultimately employs more people in the area. So we really see this as a great opportunity to help the community. We want to play a role not only in the Jamestown market, but in the region that we serve, helping to create jobs, create stability financially for families. We have a very experienced team that lives and works in the community and understand the business needs of that. So
we must close for today. Steve Swanson, Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader for CCB, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate it.